Dirk and Pappy was out planting corn last summer, and Mama was pulling clothes off the line when Freckles the Chimp came screaming out the bean patch with a terrible look, like someone done handed her one of them United Way pledge cards. "It's a corpse," screamed Freckles. "It come bobbing up out the fish pond, and it ain't got no eyeballs." I run out to the field to fetch Dirk and Pappy, and we headed over to the pond to see what all the commotion was. Sure as shit, there it was, just a bobbin' and stinky as childbirth in July. Pa figured we could rope it and pull it up on the pecan tree for closer inspection, but I tried getting at it with a stick. I went out about waist deep in the pond with a fish pole and tried snagging it on the cuff of the pants. Dirk, he worked around to the other side of the pond and swam over with a pointed boom handle. But he poked it in the stomach, and all that gas and liquid sprayed out like someone done popped a water bottle. Except this one was full of piss. Pa commenced to clench in his stomach and puking at the pond's perimeter. But Dirk and me had already invested too much pride to succumb to queasiness. Dirk poked it in the head, and it swung out my way. I got my fishing pole through the stomach hole and fetched it to shore. Once Pa got through wiping off his mouth, we took off our shirts and wrapped them around our heads so as we could get closer and take a look at it. Just like Freckles had told us, the corpse had both eyeballs ripped clean out the sockets, but it also had metal rings through both nipples and a tattoo that said Valvoline. But the weirdest of all was when we flopped it over on the belly side and found three holes in the back, like some fellas had sucked all the blood out the poor sumbitch through his spinal cord. Dirk figured he might have been drained out by a pack of aliens that came down in the night to make crop circles, but Pa, he figured it must have been one of them devil pugs.